halftime on a hot and sultry night. I think sultry is probably right, right?
That's a pretty good word.
Feels stagnant. Pretty sultry, stagnant, humid. We are in Giddings. Mike Blackwell along with Jarrett Robinson. We're at Buffalo Stadium. Wimberley Texans trailing at halftime by a score of 17 to nothing. Here's how it went down. Neither team scored in the first quarter. But the Texans kind of got the turnover bug, bit them, and clamped down on them pretty hard in that second quarter as they lose three turnovers in the second quarter and getting scores on all three of those turnovers. It was Travion Johnson on a 30-yard pass from Rustin Grimm, the quarterback, with 8:18 left to play in the second quarter. Jesse Portales' extra point made it 7-0 Giddings. At that point, Jason James then scored on a 22-yard interception return, a pick six against Wimberley. Portales' extra point with 6:58 in the second quarter gave Giddings a 14-0 lead. Giddings then got on the board one more time late in the half when Portales was able to nail a 36-yard field goal. That sucker might have been good from 50 yards. He hit it pretty high and pretty deep. 36-yard field goal by Jesse Portales with 2:34 remaining in the half. And Giddings led it at that point by a score of 17 to nothing. And that is where we stand at halftime. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with more of our halftime show. We'll let you enjoy some of these bands. And also, we'll give you some scores and highlights a little later in our halftime show. Again, halftime at Giddings. Our score, Giddings 17, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Wimberley Football on WimberleyRadio.org and on KOWO 104.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
We're back here at Giddings Buffalo Stadium. We're going to tune into the halftime band here of the Giddings Buffaloes.
Hold him down.
I'm proud to present the Giddings High School Mighty Buffalo Band under the field direction of drum major Colette McClure. Color guard captain is Ken Wilhelm. Tonight, the band opens the 2016 season with music from Styx and Kansas. The opener for our UIL competition show, Rocky Walk Journeys.
Listening there to the Giddings Buffaloes band. We're going to go to a commercial right here. When we get back, Mike Blackwell is going to give us some scores and a recap of the first half before the second half kickoff.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
Back at Buffalo Stadium in Giddings, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. We've got some scores that we could certainly share with you here at halftime as the Wimberley Texans are trailing Giddings by a score of 17-0. A reminder, our scores and highlights are brought to you each Friday night by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Some scores from around the area, Dripping Springs all over Vista Ridge, 35-7. At halftime, here's a score that'll be of note to all you Wimberley fans. Wimberley and Navarro, big-time rivals, of course. Navarro, 48, Marion 7, with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ouch. That's a very wide margin there, 48-7 Navarro over Marion in the second quarter. Canyon Lake over Austin Reagan, 28-10. Is the score in that one. San Marcos and New Braunfels Canyon, they're tied at 13. That ball game is at halftime. McCallum beat Lehman last night by a score of 35-10. That was played at House Park in Austin. Seguin, New Braunfels. New Braunfels leading Seguin by a score of 13-7. That's in the second quarter. Liberty Hill all over Lavernia by a score of 27-0. That's also in the second quarter. Of course, Lavernia, the team that Wimberley beat last week by a score of 33-7. Also, Lake Travis over Steele, 28-14 is the score in that one in the second quarter. And again, thanks so much to Eric Willis and Natural Development for those scores and highlights. We'll try to update that after the ball game. As well for you. Again, we are halftime at this one, and our score is Giddings 17 and Wimberley nothing. The Giddings Buffaloes managed to score 17 points off three second quarter turnovers by the Wimberley Texans. Texans now and the Buffaloes getting ready to come out for the second half here tonight on a very warm and humid night here at Buffalo Stadium. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org and on KOWO, K-O-W-O 104.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512 512- 800-858-4163.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
Welcome back, Buffalo Stadium in Giddings. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. It's halftime. Wimberley Texans across the way warming up, getting ready for the second half of play. The Texans won the toss here tonight and took the ball to open the ball game. So the Giddings Buffaloes will get the ball to start things off here in this second half. Again, our score is Giddings 17 and Wimberley nothing. We certainly want to thank all of our sponsors tonight. Without those guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you so much. Our game tonight brought to you by Communicare Health Center at Wimberley. Also by the Seton Medical Center in Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and by the Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent, Brian Carpenter. And as we mentioned, our scores and highlights each and every Friday night brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Texans defensively really played pretty well in the first half, all things considered. Didn't really allow a long time-sustaining drive against Giddings, but the Texans just could not overcome that turnover bug. Turned it over three times in the second quarter, and Giddings certainly made them pay each time with points. The first time they hit a long pass play, one play after an interception. The next interception was taken back to the house by Jason James, 22-yard interception return for a touchdown. And then late in the first half, Texans turned it over again with a fumble. And Giddings was able to get it in, drive down for a field goal. Jared Robinson, how do you assess the first half of play?
Well, I think you're right. I think turnovers have been the name of the game, unfortunately, for the Texans. Like I said, 17 points, all of them off of turnovers so far. We've had a couple interceptions, fumble there towards the later part of the second half that gave them the field goal. You know, Wimberley's really got to tighten up on their defense or on their offense as far as throwing the ball. We've kind of, you know, we've had the chance for really, honestly, for several more interceptions. JoJo's thrown a couple balls up. Davin's thrown some balls that maybe just didn't have the, you know, right angles, different things, right over receivers, right at the defensive backs. And so, you know, some things that can be tightened up, but we've seen Wimberley score big points in chunks, 21 in the second half of last week. So they've got the opportunity here. They've just really got to tighten up. Defense not playing real bad right now. A lot of short fields they've been given, and not playing terrible, only giving up 17.
And I think something else, I think you mentioned it in the first half. I do think Doug Warren may go back more extensively to the run game in the second half. Again, last week, Navarro, and as we looked at Navarro's halftime score here tonight, or second quarter score, Navarro's leading 48-7. Navarro's the team that beat Giddings last week, and they rushed for over 300 yards. So you would think that Giddings would be susceptible to the rush, but the Texans certainly haven't been able to do that here tonight. And again, Giddings will get the football coming out of the locker room. We talk about it every Friday night as the fireworks go off beyond the visitor stands on the far side. We talk about how important it is to come out of the locker room with some juice, and we'll see which team has the juice, because the Texans defense will once again be asked to stop Giddings here, as Giddings will get the ball first.
Yeah, they're going to get the ball back first. You know, we're right here right at about a minute towards the second half starting. Looks like we need to go to a break right here for a legal
Let's
ID.
Let's do it.
We'll come back to you and bring you the second half. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson.
104.1 KOWO LPFM Wimberley and KOOFM.org.
The best music on earth.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.